Good day, everyone. My name is Andrew DeAlvis. This podcast is brought to you by Ultimate Access. In this session, I will review the first four paragraphs of page one of your pre-scene. I will provide you some important points to prepare you for the February 2018 exam. Now let us look at the pre-scene. King Crystal is a company based in Northern Hemisphere in a country of Gigland. And King Crystal is a manufacturer of high quality hand-blown crystal. And crystal is the highest quality of glassware. And it is stated that King Crystal makes four different types of products. These are drinking glasses, jugs, bowls, and vases. And all products are handcrafted by highly skilled glassblowers. And some of the products that are made today are the same design as when the business started. Some important points to focus on are the product quality. The product quality here would be of very high standard. In order to do this, I think that the company might be practicing or a very good candidate for TQM or Total Quality Management. In Total Quality Management, there are three principles that we need to follow. One is getting right the first time. Second one is a customer focus. And the third one, continuous improvement. There are associated costs related to it. And it is an important area for you to focus on. Another area that you need to look at is the glass blowers. And it's stated that they are very highly skilled people. In another paragraph, it is stated it takes 10 years to qualify as a master glassblower. This is a long period of time. And I wonder whether it is so even now. 50 years ago, certainly, it was what Joseph King did. He went into the neighboring country, Beeland, where he learned his glass blowing and then stayed there, qualified as a master glass blower and spent 10 years of his life. So in today's world, it is very hard to think that somebody would be spending this amount of time to specialize in a craft like this. There might be technology that has influenced this skill area. We should look into that as well. We need to look at what our training plans are as King Crystal. What have we got planned up for our employees? Continuous training as well as succession planning. Because we heavily depend on these highly skilled people to produce the products. Now let us look at where the factory is situated. This manufacturing plant, well, was situated in a large town called Templeton. And this land and this property was acquired by Joseph King 50 years ago, and in 1980 they added extra land to construct a warehouse. So I would think the land that is acquired is of high value, a very good asset that they've got, King Crystal has got, because the price would be quite significant now compared to what it was 50 years ago. The growth of the company really took off in the year 1980 when Joseph won a contract to supply a large department store in Gigland. So here again, I will look at something called the Porter's Five Forces. And one of the forces is the power of buyer. So, the power of buyer, in this case, a large department store, plays a significant role. With that, we conclude this session. And in our next session, we will look at the balance chapters of the first page of your precinct. Goodbye for now.